A Doll's House by Henrik Ibsen. Narrated by Robin Lurie Barry. Dramatis personae. Torvald Helmer. Nora, his wife. Dr. Rank. Mrs. Lind. Niels Krogstad. Helmer's three young children. And their nurse. A housemaid. A porter. The action takes place in Helmer's house. Act 1. Scene. A room furnished comfortably and tastefully, but not extravagantly. At the back, a door to the right leads to the entrance hall. Another to the left leads to Helmer's study. Between the doors stands a piano. In the middle of the left-hand wall is a door, and beyond it a window. Near the window are a round table, armchairs, and a small sofa. In the right-hand wall, at the farther end, another door. And on the same side, nearer the footlights, a stove, two easy chairs, and a rocking chair. Between the stove and the door, a small table. Engravings on the walls, a cabinet with china and other small objects, a small bookcase with well-bound books. The floors are carpeted, and a fire burns in the stove. It is winter. A bell rings in the hall. Shortly afterwards, the door is heard to open. Enter Nora, humming a tune and in high spirits. She is in outdoor dress and carries a number of parcels. These she lays on the table to the right. She leaves the outer door open after her, and through it is seen a porter who is carrying a Christmas tree and a basket, which he gives to the maid who has opened the door. Nora. Hide the Christmas tree carefully, Helen. Be sure the children do not see it until this evening when it is dressed. To the porter, taking out her purse. How much? Porter. Sixpence. Nora. There is a shilling. No, keep the change. The porter thanks her and goes out. Nora shuts the door. She is laughing to herself as she takes off her hat and coat. She takes a packet of macaroons from her pocket and eats one or two, then goes cautiously to her husband's door and listens. Yes, he is in. Still humming, she goes to the table on the right. Helmer calls out from his room. Is that my little lark twittering out there? Nora, busy opening some of the parcels. Yes, it is. Helmer, is my little squirrel bustling about? Nora, yes. Helmer, when did my squirrel come home? Nora, just now. Puts the bag of macaroons into her pocket and wipes her mouth. Come in here, Torvald, and see what I have bought. Helmer, don't disturb me. A little later he opens the door and looks into the room, pen in hand. Bought, did you say? All these things? Has my little spendthrift been wasting money again? Nora, yes, but, Torvald, this year we really can let ourselves go a little. This is the first Christmas that we have not needed to economize. Helmer, still, you know, we can't spend money recklessly. Nora, yes, Torvald, we may be a wee bit more reckless now, mayn't we? Just a tiny wee bit. You're going to have a big salary and earn lots and lots of money. Helmer, yes, after the new year, but then it will be a whole quarter before the salary is due. Nora, pooh, we can borrow until then. Helmer, Nora, goes up to her and takes her playfully by the ear. The same little featherhead, suppose now that I borrowed £50 today and you spent it all in the Christmas week, and then on New Year's Eve a slate fell on my head and killed me, and... Nora, putting her hands over his mouth. Oh, don't say such horrid things. Helmer. Still, suppose that happened. What then? Nora. If that were to happen, I don't suppose I should care whether I owed money or not. Helmer. Yes, but what about the people who had lent it? Nora. They? Who would bother about them?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?